Hello! This is Tom Edison speaking. This is Connect the Dots radio show on the BBS Internet Radio Network. We're going global. That's right. You can actually hear me on the other side of the world if you happen to be tuned in right now. Go on your computer, BBS Radio. This is Connect the Dots radio show, and we are going to connect the dots. And by the way, if you're on the East Coast here with me, it's Happy Mother's Day. How about that? We're not quite there yet in California, but on the East Coast, it's Happy Mother's Day. And have a Happy Mother's Day, all you mothers. And don't let anybody twist those words around. So anyhow, hey, it's Mother's Day here. It will be maybe where you are later. And it was probably Mother's Day already in places like England where I guess the time zone starts. Hey, this is an educational show. But let me tell you, there are so many things happening. I browse across the internet like everyone else. Go on Twitter, and there's so many things people are tweeting out there. Just some recent information that that dirty, no good, so-and-so Soros guy. You spell his name backwards, it's the same. S-O-R-O-S, spelled backwards, S-O-R-O-S. That sounds kind of occult. I hear he is occult. I hear he's evil. I haven't heard he's from another planet. But regardless of that, he owns electronic voting machines in about 20 states in the United States, and you wonder why they have problems with elections? Huh. Well, there you go. Of course, both the political parties knew the machines could be hacked into and that beforehand, so you got to wonder, what's all this stupid Russian hacking nonsense? And the reason it's funny, not one of the political parties have dared admit that it's known fact that the machines were hackable from the last two elections. And you know why they don't want to admit that, either one of the parties? Because they still secretly believe that they can win the next election by hacking. We've got better hackers than you do. Well, that's the reality of the nonsense. I mean, people with any common sense, you realize you can't have electronic voting machines. All kinds of bad things can happen. But yet, they got pushed out there, people got conned into accepting them, and that's part of the whole sham. But anyhow, recent news, at least 20 states in the United States, the electronic voting machines are owned by George Soros and his enterprises. Well, talk about government. Do we have to? But I guess we have to. You know, government is a joke. I mean, places like Britain, man, they don't even like have a government. I mean, the thing called Parliament. These people, I think one third the people in Parliament, they're nothing. They call the House of Lords nothing but rich people. If they don't even get elected, they just somehow get there because they're rich. And they get to give their 2 cents. And, of course, they don't listen to anything common people say. And then the rest of the people are taking bribes from the European Union. Oh, well, so much for that. But California, oh, man, what's going on there? Bad. One of these creepy senators from California, I have to give his creepy name out, Richard Dan. A senator from California proposing a bill targeting social media internet, whereas California wants to demand, I mean, it hasn't been voted into law yet, but I hear that state of California wants everybody who's on social media, blogs, YouTubes, that you have to file like a statement with them that you validate that your information is absolutely true or you're not going to be allowed to put it out there. I talk about suppressing free speech, but that's the newest proposal. And in fact, I heard this guy, Richard Pan, the devil Richard Pan, is also the idiot who helped initiate the mandatory vaccination of children, which is just a scam to make your kids sick and kill them, possibly. And of course, since we're talking about killing people, there's nothing bigger than Agenda 21. You know, kind of previewed on the Georgia Stones when they were placed in some small town in Georgia, made to look like the Ten Commandments, two giant blocks, you know, with the words etched into it, talking about bringing the population down to 500 million. And, of course, that's where Agenda 1 connects. They want to, you know, to bring population down to 500 million, we have to kill 95% of the people. And what's going on? You know, they're doing it with the chemtrails. They're doing it with vaccinations. They're doing it with Wi-Fi. Even the 4G network is bad. I mean, eventually, I had to get myself one of these electronic meters that measures microwaves, and you should be concerned. In fact, everybody needs to get one because, first of all, government is not going to tell you the truth. But my recent observations, the new skinny antennas they have on top of the high buildings, which are going to be used for the 5G, they broadcast, you're in a field of harmful energy for at least four blocks from where the antennas are placed on top of a tall building, you know, seven stories, eight stories at least, something like that, maybe even six stories. You're within four blocks of that, you're living in a sea of dangerous energy that's microwaving you. And that's just with the system we have already. Of course, the 5G is on the East Coast here. They've got all the towns hotwired pretty much. If you have a telephone pole on your street, they've hooked up the new wires. You know, telephone poles used to have, you know, three, four, five, six lines on them all. You're going to see your telephone poles with like 15 to 20 wires on them. Insulator coils, which let you know that there's high voltage going to be going through there. Telephone poles with three giant-sized transducers, we could call them, voltage regulators to power up the voltage even higher. And, of course, then the last step is they put the little teeny antennas with 1,000 antennas in one little 6 to 8 by inch square or rectangle, and that's going to pulse thousands of beams of energy to your phone or your Wi-Fi. And if you're standing between the device out on the street, it's going right through your body into your phone, and it's going to be a continuous directed energy beam, a weapon, basically. And this is going to go into operation probably before the end of the year. I mean, you got to put two and two together. I hear, even on the regular fake news, I'm hearing that they're talking about the big merger between the telecommunications company. The date for the Congress to okay with their rubber stamp, of course, is going to be June 21st. And they've, I was in a diner watching on CNN, and they were even weren't ashamed to say that, yeah, as soon as we get this merger going, we're going to hire thousands of people to put the new 5G system up. Of course, they're not telling you this is the purpose of the 5G is to kill you, make you sick, make a lot of people get cancers all over their body. Hey, you know, that works same with the big pharmaceutical companies, people going to the doctors, having cancer, people getting radiation treatment and all the wrong things. Money, money, money. And eventually, these people, after the doctors and the pharmaceutical companies have sucked all the money they can out of these people and left them in worse shape from when they went to see the doctors, they're going to die. That's it. And that adds into Agenda 21 and decreases the population. And, of course, the chemtrails are poisoning the earth more. They're breathing in more toxic materials. And that's bringing people closer to death. And one of the big horror stories of the 5G is that it'll make your children sterile. Isn't that wonderful? Of course, it fits in with Agenda 21. When the whole human race is made sterile, they can't have any more kids, and that will bring the population down. are these people ingenious or what? But it's a horror story. It's a science fiction horror story, and it's happening right in your face. And they're so bold about it, they don't give a crap anymore, literally. But you need to give a crap because you need to take responsibility for keeping yourself alive. And everything I hear coming out, I hate to pick on California. It used to be a cool place, you know. It was like an old ancient song, going out west where I belong, California sun. Well, those days are over. I don't think anybody wants to go to California anymore. They got the stupidest government people in the world. Mr. Stupid himself, Governor Jerry Brown. I hate to be insulting, but this guy doesn't deserve a better title than being Mr. Stupid. And just like, what's his name? Zuckerberg, you know, that's making a sucker out of everyone. When he showed up in the Congress, people started calling him Mr. Data, posting pictures how he looked like Mr. Data. Watched Star Trek. One of the series, there was this robot called Mr. Data, and remarkably, Zuckerberg, whatever his name is, and that's not his real name, when he went to the Congress, we found out his real name. I don't even care what his real name is, but he does look like Mr. Data, and the fact that he sat with his back so straight like he had a board nailed to it, people were commenting on that, you know. Why not make a few jokes about these people? Because the whole reality is nothing but a horror story. He's in with the world control people too. And so you got some creepy senator in California. You got the one of the stupidest governors in the world in California. You got all those other jerks out there that just want to do stupid things and make your life miserable by making all the wrong decisions. Maybe they're all mind controlled by the NWO, the World Order. Whatever. Meanwhile, on the other side of the globe, the ETs they're coming here. Some of them are here already. We've got the Starseed people that are activating themselves and participating in bringing the light, the cleansing light to planet Earth. And they're telling us to project thoughts of love. And we should, because thoughts of love have power. And that's why love is the most powerful force in the universe. Because love, pure love, creates good vibrational frequencies and can overpower the dark frequencies. And boy, we have our share of dark frequencies on this world. Hey, like every week, I invite, hey, this is a call-in radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008. What's that number? Oh, 888-627-6008. That's right. If you're one of the ETs, the good ones, part of the Galactic Federation of Light, GFOL for short, the Galactic Federation of Light, and then there's also the Galactic Confederation, which I think is another group. If you're one of those groups that are here to help us, hey, you know how to broadcast into a telephone line? Well, I've given you the number, call in and talk. Because you need to talk to some regular people, you know. You're here, I hear you're talking to certain government people and stuff like that. But I don't think you guys in the good realms where living is beautiful and there is no evil, I don't think you guys really understand how things work on an evil-controlled planet like Earth, that the governments don't represent the people here. The governments are separate entities that just look out for themselves. And in fact, most of the governments are ruled by the bad ETs, and the other part of the governments are just a bunch of greedy, no good SOBs that are in it for just money. And so there's two different worlds: the people of the country, the people of the world and the governments of the world. They're separate entities almost. So, you know, if you're meeting with just government leaders, I know you have to some extent, you got to understand that you're not getting the whole true picture of what's going on here. You really should call into a radio show like mine and talk to a real common person who's knowledgeable, and we can have a meaningful conversation about what's going on, and you'll gain a better understanding of how to deal with these unscrupulous people in government. Very few people in government at the top level can be trusted. And I don't think you guys, the good guys, I'm calling you guys the good guys that are here to help us, I don't think you really understand the extent to how bad evil can be evil. I just don't think you don't have a comprehension. And I'll give you a perfect example, a little history lesson here, too. It's already been revealed to mankind, and apparently some of you good civilizations don't get all the information that we get here on Earth, but it's already been revealed to mankind. The basic related problems with what's known as the Luciferian Rebellion, approximately 200,000 Earth years time ago, and how the one called Lucifer was able to persuade something like one-third of the angels to follow him in rebellion. And the explanation for that in the historical records kept somewhere in our universe, Adentia or Salvington, I forget the name of the place, Jerusalem maybe, wherever they keep those records. Their analysis of the situation was why a third of the angels were conned into following Lucifer into rebellion was because they didn't believe that Lucifer was an authoritative figure. He was a system sovereign. None of this information I'm sure any of you ever heard, but you're hearing it tonight because I am an educated person and this information does exist. He was a system sovereign and in our part of the universe, and the angels could not believe somebody of such high stature would mislead them. And that's my point. All these good guys believe the Assyrians, Arcturians, and the other ones. I can't think of the whole list, but those are three of the main ones. I am not so sure they understand how deceptive these government people are on Earth. You know? I'm giving them fair warning. You know, don't make any mistakes believing the lies of corrupt politicians and corrupt government people, because these guys lie worse than the devil. You know? They are unbelievable, and they're practiced at it. Their whole life has been built around lying and conning. And just because you're some intelligent being from the Galactic Federation of Light and you're here to help us, that doesn't mean they're not going to want to lie to you and try to con you, because these people have no conscience. Their deception is their middle name, and you need to be aware of that before you start making any arrangements, because they'll stab you in the back sooner than you can turn around. And those of us who know how things work here on Earth, you know I'm talking the truth. No doubt about that. But let me just, because I'm talking so fast, I'm talking 20 million miles a minute here. I got to take a drink of water. Listen as I guzzle on some water. Well, that's all you get to listen to. Anyhow, another crazy thing I found out about California, they've got this crazy law now. It's all about making people poor. The rich want to make the poor poor. California's got something like $1,459 registration vehicle for a 2017 vehicle. Is that insane for a registration? You go to some states, it's like $25 to register a vehicle, or $50 or something like that. And California is milking the money out of their poor citizens. It's $1,459 just for the registration. That doesn't account for insurance. God only knows what they charge for insurance there. Hey, it's pretty bad in New York. Yeah, New York's got crazy insurance things. To insure an old car in New York, $2,500 for an old used car that doesn't have more book value than $100. And you're forced to pay that money. You know, extortion here too. But this is the real kicker. I couldn't believe that for registration. And if you're a month late on your, you don't pay it on the due date, that $1,459 goes up to $2,230 just to register the vehicle. Plus, you still got to pay for your insurance. And then I think in California, it's almost $4 a gallon for gas. This is insane. You know? They're making it difficult for people to drive, and of course. And I hear all this money being collected with these fees of only 35% goes to fixing the roads. The other 65% goes to public transportation that nobody really wants, and bike lanes, yeah, because they want to stop you from the freedom of driving, you know. Yeah, it's all part of the plan. It's the oppression of having fun. Oh, yeah, that's part of the plan. That's never, you'll never find that in a book written, but, you know, I just know how to put two together. And all these overly oppressive laws, it's about suppressing our enjoyment. And I believe the ETs have something to do with that, because these Dark Force ET races, the ones that are into the violence and stuff, their idea of fun is a bloodbath, like the Roman Colosseum. They're jealous of that we know how to enjoy life without killing or harming, and they want to stifle that. And they somehow influence, with bribes or whatever, or mind control, our government people to take away all our fun. You know, it just, that's what I see. And they do all kinds of little tricks. Like, you know, they force people to wear seatbelts in cars, which is ridiculous. You know, it's suppression. That's what it's all about. We got you strapped into your car. We're the authorities, and we're forcing you to do this. Plus, it restricts your breathing, which is bad for your health. Shouldn't that... You don't want to restrict your breathing. You want to increase your breathing. That increases your health. Half your life force is your breath. You ever hear that? Well, you won't hear it in public school, I'll tell you that, but that is the fact. Next important ingredient is water. Yeah. I mean, I shouldn't have to be telling anybody this, but I think I do, because people are brain dead nowadays. You know? People have been... hoodwinked to live their life through their cell phone, or I want to know something, let me Google it. I mean, the internet does have valuable information, but just common sense things like that, kids should be taught in first grade, like the most important thing in your body is water. It's one thing you can't do without. Your body is 70% water. You know, that should be taught in first grade in school. No, they just want to hook them up with the computers real fast now. And, of course, computers are putting negative energies in your bodies. And sooner they can start doing that to your children, the sooner your children are going to get sick. That means the sooner the big pharmaceutical companies will make money off your children. You know? What do you think the forced vaccinations are all about? They want to make kids sick. Because the sooner they can make your children sick, the sooner you're going to be wasting your money on pharmaceutical products. you know, what do parents do? Your kids get sick, you take them to the doctor. What does the doctor do? Write you out prescriptions. You know, gives you a bad diagnosis, writes you out prescriptions to the companies that give him the kickbacks. And that's what it's all about. And no pharmaceutical products really cure anything. They just cover up the symptoms. And a lot of times with bad side effects. And it's insane, the whole thing. And, you know, we'd like to be able to just, like, live our lives and enjoy lives and let government do what's right and take care of us. But we're not, you know, those days are over. That was a dream. Somebody's dream. Yeah, it all sounds good in a dream. Or the saying goes, it all sounds good on paper, but it all sounds good in a dream, too. But it's not like that. Governments can't be trusted. So, you know, when I'm tweeting out there on the Internet, I'm always making the statement, time for a referendum-only type government in which the elected officials cannot make any decisions unless it's passed 60% approval by the voters. Because these people can't be trusted. They just can't, and they've proved it not 1,000 times over, 10,000 times over they've proved it. And that's the harsh reality. Well, hey, you know, somebody told me that this is a call-in radio show. Yeah. Well, I think I know it. It's my show. This is the Connect the Dots radio show, and I connect the dots every Saturday. Tell your friends, because I claim to be one of the most knowledgeable people on the face of this planet. I claim to be the best at connecting the dots, better than anybody. Hey, prove me wrong. You know, you can call into this radio show and tell me how well you've connected the dots. I might be impressed. You might impress the audience. Anyhow, the call-in number here is 888-627-6008. Would you hear that number? A little birdie told me. That's a joke. Yeah. Some of you get it, some of you won't. But, yeah, the little birdie told me. Call-in number is 888-627-6008. And, hey, if anybody knows where's the connection with that joke, I'll call in and tell us. But I won't be holding my breath. Anyhow, to change the topic here for a second, this is a very special day. Well, here on the East Coast, it's Mother's Day. But what can I say? May 14th, I want to wish my good friend, Charlie Gracie, in case you don't know who he is, we could call him the originator of rock and roll. Yes, on May 14th, he's going to be 82 years old. When I was growing up, I didn't even know who he was because he had been blackballed by the industry. But he had, in 1951, here's some rock and roll history. I know you've heard people like to think Elvis started rock and roll. No, he didn't. And other people say Bill Haley in the comments. And everybody has their favorite. But in 1951, at the age of 15, Charlie Gracie recorded a song called Rockin' and Rollin'. That's right. First record to really have that phrase in it. So Alan Freed didn't invent it. They give him credit for it. There's a good movie about that. It's called Hot Wax that gets mentioned to Alan Freed. I don't know when that was made, 30 years ago or something. But some famous people are in that movie. Hot Wax, the movie about Alan Freed. Jay Leno plays his limo driver, and Fran Drescher The Nanny also played in that movie. And there is one amusing little scene that, you know, just shows you how, you know, playful people are. The one scene where Fran Drescher, she's the secretary in the movie, and the Jay Leno, the limo driver for Alan Freed, comes in and he's like, trying to flirt with her or something, and just in a playful way, this is supposed to be in the 50s, and the girls were wearing the bras that made their boobs look like torpedoes. They were torpedo-shaped bras. She's sitting at desk, and he just reaches over and gives him a little squeeze, and he backs off, and she jumps up and says, "Don't you ever do that again!" But, you know, it was funny in the movie. Regardless, anyhow, back to Charlie Gracie. That's it. May 14th. Look him up on the internet. He has his own site there. You can buy his original music. And 1951, he made that record called "Rockin' and Reelin'." It's a pretty entertaining record too. And he still makes albums out. I mean, you can buy all of his albums. Just go to his site. His name is spelled Charlie Gracie, G-R-A-C-I-E, and find out who the real originator of rock and roll was. And see, let me see. So, happy birthday, Charlie. This is your friend Tom from New York. As if you couldn't tell. Anyhow, we became friends over the years, and I'm still trying to get him to record one of my songs. Eventually, I think I'll get him to do it, because that's how I found out about him. There was we have this public television station. We have a couple of them, actually, in the New York area. And they were doing a special on his life, you know. And he makes the statement, "I'd like to have one more number one hit record." Because 1957, he had a 3 million a record, hit rock and roll record that sold 3 million copies. And, of course, that was the beginning of his troubles. You know, he should have been making a lot of money having a record back in 1957 that sold 3 million copies. That was a big deal back then. And he wasn't getting any money, royalties or payments. You know, even though the record companies would only give you a couple of pennies on the record, but 3 million records, that comes out to a lot of money still. So he went and says, like, "What's going on? You know, I got no money. You know, you're not paying me a dime, and I've got a record that's on selling worldwide, and I've sold 3 million copies already." And because he asked for the money that he rightfully was his, the people who were managing him and handling his distribution blackballed him from that day on. And that's why a lot of people haven't heard about him. You know, he didn't get any more free press. He didn't get to go on TV shows anymore. And that's the sad story of the rock and roll business. You know, it's happened to many people. All the black artists it happened to, they got, you know, they didn't get anything. They got a bottle of wine and a hooker. In fact, if you're familiar with the famous Cheech and Chong album, I think it was their first comedy album, Big Bamboo, they do that one. I forget what it's called, their little skit where the A&R man, the guy who's producing the record, says, "Who we got next in the studio?" And somebody says, "We got Blind Melon Chitlin." And he goes, "Who's that?" He goes, "Oh, that's the black guy we got for the bottle of wine and the hooker." And then they go, and do the record, you know, which is pretty funny. I won't get, do the whole routine, but that was the deal, you know. They were cheating the African-American artist by trying to pay them off with a bottle of wine and a hooker. No royalties, no rights, no publishing rights, nothing. So anyhow, poor Charlie Gracie got blackballed because he asked for the money that was owed to him. Is that crazy or what? And they just wouldn't distribute his music anymore, wouldn't play his music anymore. He was blackballed. Well, anyhow, Charlie, happy birthday. And look him up. You might be interested in buying some of his music, you know. He still makes new albums. He still goes out and performs. In fact, I saw him a couple weeks ago. And he still knows how to rock and roll. He's got a three-piece band, and they rock. Let me tell you. You know, he's out there performing like he still is a kid. So at 15, he became, he's out of Philadelphia, he became really the first teenage rock and roller to have some success. He was still going to high school, and he was making records and out there performing. I mean, that's a teenage idol. At 15, too. You know, for those of us who know our rock and roll history, it's often quite mentioned that, and of course, it was a lot easier for Ricky Nelson to be a teenage idol because his parents had a television show. But Ricky Nelson is usually considered the original teenage idol, but I'll beg to differ with that, though I like Ricky Nelson and the type of music he makes, that Charlie Gracie was the first teenage idol in rock and roll, and he had the first rock and roll song with Rockin' and Reelin'. So now you know a bit about rock and roll history that you probably didn't know. And talk about rock and roll, yes, I have my two albums out there because there was other people in life who inspired me to get involved with music and write songs, and eventually I did. And easiest way to find my music, go to the BBS Radio Network, look up my show, Connect the Dots, Saturday, 10 p.m. on Station 1. You click on the name of the show at that location, click on Connect the Dots, and then as you scroll down, you click on to the CD Baby link, because I sell my albums at CD Baby. You just click on that link, my two albums pop up. You can get a preview of each one of my fantastic original songs. I got two albums out there, songs better than Dylan, because my songs are better than his, and my album proves it. And, you know, I defy him to prove me wrong on that. We'll go from song to song, and I bet he'll run out of great songs before I do. So my music is that good. And then I got my other album, American Party Songs, which there's a lot of fantastic guitar playing in there. And if you like guitar playing, fantastic guitar playing. A lot of the songs in American Party Songs has it in it. And it's all original music, too. But stands up to any song out there. That's how good my stuff is. And it's not because I just say so, but people have told me. Why is my music out there? Why am I not world famous? Because I wasn't going to buy into the record bullshit. That's it. I can't say it any way. You know, I don't know how many years ago was that, 30 years ago or something? I walked into Atlantic Records with some music, and the guy was a total asshole who I had to deal with. And, you know, it was such a bad taste they left in my mouth that I decided, like, you know, forget it. I don't need to have to be a rock and roll star. And whatever. So I made my choice, and whatever, I wasn't going to sell myself out or let them decide what I was going to write or how I was going to put my act together or run my career, because I'm an independent person. And, you know, after seeing what the Beatles had achieved, you know, they kind of broke the ice on the old way the business was done. Of course, eventually, the big companies took back control of everything with all the artists of today. But for that short while, the Beatles had full control of their music and full control of everything they were doing, pretty much. And that's what I wanted, something like that. And after my business meeting with Atlantic Records, I saw that they didn't want to do things like that anymore. They wanted to tell me how it was going to be. And they didn't want me doing a variety of styles. They wanted me to do just one style. And I couldn't believe it, what I was hearing. And the guy was a total jerk that I had to deal with, you know. Just total jerk. So that's it. I walked down on that. You know, we make our choices in life, but so be it. Well, anyhow, I got two great albums out there, which proves that I've got the talent. And check it out. You know, you won't be disappointed. And that's what's really good about, I feel like I'm doing a commercial for CD Baby here. That's what's good about CD Baby, because there's probably other places out there like that too, but that's the one I work with. Because you can, you visit the site, you can listen to 29 seconds of every song I have out there. And you don't have to buy the albums, though the albums don't cost that much. You can just buy one song for 99 cents. So, you know, what do you got to lose? 99 cents. And the previews of my songs, what I like about it too, CD Baby, they allow me to pick the 29 seconds of each song that I want you to listen to that I believe is the best 29 seconds to get you interested enough to buy it. And that's control of my product, and that's important, just like I do my radio show here. I have full control of whatever I want to do. And that's the kind of person I am. And that is why, again, I'm running for President of the United States. My website is up already. 2020 President Tom Edison. That's it. You just punch it in just like that. 2020 PRESIDENTTOMEDISON. That's right. That's my real name, Tom Edison. Almost like that famous inventor. Did the light bulb go off in your head? People always make that correlation, and I have no problem with it, you know. But my name is simpler. It's just plain Tom Edison. And which is important to have a simple name, because the only way I can run for president without big money is to do it as a write-in candidate. And I also claim that's the only way to win the presidency over the Dems and Republicans is as a write-in candidate, because they don't believe a write-in candidate could pull it off. Well, and of course, I won't be able to pull it off unless you people go out and vote for me. And I claim to be the only decent person that ever ran for President of the United States that wasn't a crook or a politician or some other fool who knows nothing about serving the people. When you live a life as a common person, you're born a poor person, work out there in the middle class, you know what the world is about. And that makes me the most qualified person to be the next President of the United States. Plus, I'm good at solving problems. Plus, I'm knowledgeable. If you listen to this show, you'll see I'm very knowledgeable. If you took all the minds in the U.S. Congress and all the other agencies of the government, including the FBI, CIA, I guarantee in my one mind, I know more than all of them put together. That's right, because I have what's called the trained mind. I started training it at an early age. And when you train your mind at an early age, your mind becomes the master computer. You know, I'd love to play a game of chess with a computer because they're not going to know how to defend against me because I make things up as I go because I've got that much knowledge where I can do that. You know, it's not often talked about, but how can a person really be smart? Well, it's about connecting. This name of the show, Connect the Dots. You see, your mind, whether you've been told or not, but you're going to hear about it now, is connected to the universe. Your thoughts connect to the universe instantaneously. You don't even have to know how it's done. Just start thinking about it and accept it. And understand that when you can just naturally do this, you desire something, the universe hears that desire. And the information is funneled to you for what you need. And so when you train your mind to put your ideas out there and think about what you want and are open to receiving responses from unknown sources, your mind is almost containing all the knowledge of the universe, or what that part that can connect with you. And the universe connects with similar thoughts connect. So that's why I don't care if you hook 20 billion trillion artificial intelligence computers up and try to outwit me, you couldn't do it. You just couldn't, because it would still be artificial intelligence. And artificial intelligence doesn't have that automatic hookup to the universe, which is a consciously run enterprise, we could call it. Now, if you grasp what I was saying there, that's a lot of important information I just put out. And that's why I'm so confident, because I understand this. I don't have to explain how it's done. I got a basic understanding of how it works, and kind of a synchronicity thing, you know. But I don't need to know how it works. The whole process, it's set up to run automatically. And it's just as simple as, like, connecting to the board, so to speak. So a warning to all you artificial intelligence, don't mess with Earth and don't mess with me, because you're not as smart as you think you are. And no matter how smart you get as artificial intelligence, you will never match the smartness of a well-trained human mind. Tough luck, buddy, but that's how it is. So all you artificial intelligent people, why don't you just leave the Earth and go to some artificial intelligent world and act like Mr. Data or emotionless creatures, you emotionless machine, you. And that's my take on artificial intelligence. So, what could I possibly say? Except, hey, this is a call-in radio show. Listen, the number here is 888-627-6008, but it's getting late. You have to pick up that phone within the next minute if you really want to talk about something or have something to offer us. And here's something to think about. You know, we should feel sorry for the poor bumblebees because they're being destroyed, and the other honeybees, they're being destroyed by all this pollution frequencies. And if you have a smart meter attached to your house, disconnect it or get the company to disconnect it, because that's more bad frequency pollution of your mind. And you better watch out for the 5G. It's coming your way. They probably got the wires up already in your town and on the telephone poles. And I gave you the warning date already. June 21st, the rubber stamp approval is going to be given for the two big telecommunication companies to merge, and they're going to hire thousands of people to hook up the energy weapon broadcasters in front of your house, and you're going to start getting sick. And some of you will develop four-stage cancer. It's coming your way. I'm warning you. I hear there's a team of 200 doctors out there, for those of you who want to get involved. I think the guy's name is Kevin Mottus, M-O-T-T-U-S, is in charge of representing them. And he's got some videos out there on YouTube, and you ought to check them out. The 1 hour, 6 minute one is the best. And a lot of informative information that the key to stopping this is with the senators in the Congress. Good luck, human race, because we know everybody in the U.S. Congress. They're a bunch of do-nothingers, grandstanders, and bribe-takers. But that's who the people we have to go through to get this to stop. There's some bill out there called S-19. Look into it, because we need to stop this. Otherwise, the only other solution is all the people with the automatic weapons are going to have to go out there and shoot down all these gadgets on the telephone poles. We don't want to do things like that. But if we, you know, it can get to that, because what are we supposed to do? Just let evil government cook us, microwave us, while we're sleeping in our beds? You know, once these things are set up and going, they're going 24/7. I hear it's 90 billion cycles per second back and forth. Well, that's like a continuous beam of energy. And I hear it stops your cells from spinning. Your cells stop spinning. The electrons stop spinning. Your cells, they die. And then you die. Genetic material gets damaged. It'll make your children sterile. So this is a serious issue. Listeners, look into it. Pass the word. Don't waste your time talking to Governor Jerry Brown, the clown. This guy, if you're in California, forget about it. But it's just as bad on the East Coast out here. Nobody's talking about it in government. General public doesn't even know about it, you know. Here, I know plenty of people. I've told them about it. They care less. Hey, I got to die of something. But you don't want to die this way. So it's something to think about. It's something to get involved in. And as I've told people for years, there is no justice except what you make for yourself. In fact, that's one of my songs. It's called Ain't No Justice. You can get the preview at the CD Baby Store. Or you can actually listen to the whole song there, Ain't No Justice. It's two-thirds of the song I have that. I ran for president of the United States in 2016. And in fact, the site is still up. It's called Tom Edison for President 2016.com. And if you scroll down there, you'll see a CD label with two songs on it. And you can hear the song Ain't No Justice on there, plus the other one, full version of The Common Man. That's another truth-telling story. And most of us are common men or common women. Well, that's still up because that expires, I think, in July. So you only have a couple of months to, you want to hear the full songs there. Otherwise, you'll have to go to CD Baby and be satisfied with 29 seconds or put out a few bucks and buy some of the greatest original songs ever written and recorded. And by the way, I claim to do things when I record songs. I'm not like everybody else. First of all, I don't have a lot of money to spend. So basically, I'm going for the first or second take, third at the most. If I don't get it down by then, scrap it. I've got other songs. And so this is fresh music when I put it down. It's not take 29 or something like that. You know, I just don't get involved with stuff like that. Nor do I have the money to get involved with stuff like that. So, just as the motto goes with the rock and roll record, make it short and sweet. And my studio time is always short and sweet, and that's it. I just do it. If it clicks, it clicks. If it doesn't, I just move to the next one. In fact, I impressed somebody one day. I went in his recording studio. And I recorded 17 songs in a row, nonstop. You couldn't believe it. I never saw anybody do that before. I said, well, that's the way I do things. So I have my talents, whatever. Anyhow, here's an interesting thing to think about. Where does all the blood go? I bring up that question in my book, Connected Dots Theory. You want to get a preview on my book? Hey, actually, you can. You go, just go on the internet, Google it, type in the words, Connect the Dots Theory. And I think it's maybe iTunes, you know, three or four different people sell the book. They'll let you, or Google or somebody, they'll let you preview the most of the pages, so you can get to look at the cool pictures. And they don't let you preview the whole book, obviously, and read some of the pages. And I'm sure if you do that, you'll be enticed to buy the book. I think it sells for only $7.99 on iTunes now. And then there's download for $9.99 from whatever. Amazon or something. Of course, you can buy it at Barnes & Noble, but they charge you the most for it. But where does all the blood go? Does anybody know? You know, I've seriously asked that question of doctors, you know. Not that I visit doctors for medical advice, because I don't really... have too much value for their advice. I believe in natural remedies, you know, like most medicinal medicine on the world is marijuana, just in case you didn't know. It's been proven to cure cancers, everything. And there's plenty of other herbs and stuff that work. But when I've asked people that had blood samples sent out or deal with things like that, nobody ever had an answer of where the blood goes. It was always, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. And of course, my hunch is that it's going to the ETs. They mix it with powder or something, and that's their drink. It also goes to animal feeding places. You know, these giant animal farms that they feed their creatures getting ready for slaughter. They feed them anything. And I hear one of the ingredients is blood mixed with some other kinds of crap. But the identity ETs, that's where most of it's going. But it's a big secret operation. Where does the blood go? Start asking people and you'll find out nobody knows. Blood is too valuable a thing to throw away. When the doctor takes a sample of your blood, they test it. Okay, but what happens to it after they test it? You don't throw it in the garbage. No way. It's getting sold to somebody. And we should find out what's happening with it. There's probably ET races living underground sucking our blood as food source. You know? Hey, where does the Dracula story come from? Probably blood-sucking ETs from long ago. It's something to think about. But, hey, it's Mother's Day here in New York, and if it's not Mother's Day ready, it will be shortly in your time zone. So to all the mothers, happy Mother's Day. And listen, we're getting to the end of the show. I wish everybody a happy Mother's Day. I wish everybody good health. I wish everybody good luck. I pour out my love for everyone in the human race because I am a loving creature, and the Pleiadians tell us we should focus our love vibrations and project our love vibrations because it will help bring the collective consciousness of mankind into a more loving mankind, and that will help them get rid of the cabal and all the evil beings that are hiding out on our world. So, love to everybody. And I'm going to do the countdown now, followed by a half a song and a full song. My original songs. The guitar part is off my song, Are You the Party in Kind? A real tasteful guitar lick at the end of that song, followed by my anthem I wrote for everyone called I Gotta Be Somebody. And it could be your anthem, too. So here we go. Tell your friends to tune in next Saturday and listen to Tom Edison, 2020 President Tom Edison, 2020 presidential candidate Tom Edison, and the Connect the Dots radio show. So, hey, buy my music, buy my book. Donate money to my presidential campaign. Vote for me and I'll set you free. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Stop to look, cause I caught their eyes.